Yo, 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 what's up? And welcome back to the fourth episode of Pizza Party.
Woo!
I'm Matt Peterson.
And I'm Caitlin Moore. And that's
there's a strange man in the room.
And this is Ryan Treffis. Ryan, can you say hi to everyone?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan Treffis.
So, Matt, I brought the one and only Ryan, your roommate.
Yes, my roommate.
To our show.
Yeah, without even telling me, you just walked into the door next door and brought him on over.
Because I wanted to talk to Ryan about something very, very important. And I know that you know where I'm going to go with this one, but Ryan, Matt and I always talk about how much we're jealous of people and just, you know, that whole concept of like, you know, being young and wanting things that you can't have.
Are you jealous of me?
Yes.
Basically, yes.
Ryan.
That's so nice.
You guys.
Okay.
You guys, it was a rough week in the house because Ryan crushed all of my dreams by
getting a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
So he literally got his car totaled. And what happened to you, Ryan?
And the thing that's annoying, I'm not even going to let you talk, Ryan. The thing that's annoying is that the kid is so nice. Like, I hate it. I wish you were mean or cocky or something, but he's the nicest kid, which makes it even worse that he has a nice car.
I know. Like, why is he here right now? Like, he's nice.
I know. Ryan, talk to us.
I feel really sugared up here. Did you just come on here to be complimented?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, welcome.
I like this. Well, I like this show.
Hashtag us, follow us, tag us.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Hashtag. But Ryan is a film major. Just tell us about yourself. Go through almost like a dating app, but just on podcast.
Yeah. Give us a speed date right now.
On my Tinder, it says I got kicked off of farmersonly.com, so I had to go to Tinder. That's the best bio that I have. I really like that. That's true, actually.
That's really funny.
No, I like that bio a lot. It's true? You got kicked off of it?
Yeah.
Wait, tell them what Farmers Dating is.
FarmersOnly.com is a is a dating site for farmers to meet other farmers.
So why would one get kicked off of that? Like, knew you weren't a farmer?
Well, no. I mean, like, I'm from Kentucky, so that's qualified. I don't farm, per se. We have tomatoes and stuff.
Yeah, that's farming enough.
Right? That's what
obviously.
I was saying.
There's no farm here.
No, in Kentucky.
Well, not here.
Oh, my God, Caitlin. Caitlin's like, I'm at your house, and I've never seen a farm.
No, I get it. It's fine. Sorry, I'm blonde. I dyed my hair more blonde, so
yeah,
it's
true.
Even worse.
So me and my friends went on to farmersonly.com and filled out an account as farmers that we are. We used the photo of the guy with the pitchfork and his wife.
No, you did not.
That's probably why you got kicked
off.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Because he wasn't a real person.
And we were messing with people. But yeah,
speaking of messing with people, Ryan, I want to hear about more of the fun things that you guys have been doing. Have you been working on Craigslist thing that you guys do? I don't know if that's you and Fisher and Mikey or that's just
what, buying things on Craigslist?
Yes, you do weird things on Craigslist.
No. I know what you're talking about.
Oh no,
but
that's not me.
That's our other roommates.
Don't you help them though?
No, I'm not a bad guy. But we do buy things off of Craigslist that are strange.
Yeah, you guys, like, I didn't even know that Craigslist was like a real thing, and you guys buy everything off of it.
Yeah, it's so convenient.
And
we bought Angie's list.
Sorry.
What? You're what?
I'm a hardcore Angie's lister.
What's Angie's list?
You never heard of Angie's
list?
No,
what is that?
It's like Craigslist, but Angie.
No, it's not. Isn't that like where they put pedophiles?
I hated that so much. Is that true?
It's true. Look it up.
No.
Angie's
I'm gonna look
list?
It up right now.
Show me.
I'm looking it up right now.
That's where they put pedophiles.
Are you serious?
No, not on Angie's list.
What do you buy on Angie's list?
Isn't it the same thing as Craigslist?
There's something weird.
I'm pretty sure. It
is. Are you saying like Craig as in like...
Yeah, like it's Craig.
Wait, is that why Craigslist is called that?
Yeah, it's like Craig, like the name Craig.
Who is Craig?
Yeah, who is
How
Craig?
Are you? That's
okay,
the question.
If someone can let us know who Craig is, you win...
A pizza.
Yeah, a pizza.
Free pizza.
We will deliver it to your house if you can reach out to us.
And eat it with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
I'll take a pizza.
Okay. Okay, let's circle back. So, Ryan, you're not on Farmers. Did they just delete your account?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me be on it anymore.
So, with all your experience on dating apps, do you have any advice? I did it.
Yeah, wait, do we have any, like, app dating stories?
Well, I'm really scared to meet up with people on those
apps. Yeah, I agree.
Right. I get that. That's a valid fear.
I think especially when you see someone that's, like, looks like an Instagram model, mm-hmm. it's like someone could have just stolen those photos.
Yeah, what's fake. That editing thing?
Beauty Plus?
Yeah.
Well, or they could have just done that.
Yeah, that?
Today I showed Caitlin this app called Beauty Plus.
You showed Caitlin an app called Beauty Plus?
Yeah, no, I didn't. So yeah, that's issue number one. But basically, like, you can literally make yourself look 12 times better than you actually do.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, but it's noticeable in some photos. Mm-hmm. But I took a photo of Caitlin today and I, like, was able to use it on that photo mm-hmm. just to show her. And it, like, it doesn't look noticeable.
Right. No, but it definitely showed me what I could look like.
Yeah, it's almost like...
I looked better, but
it sounds like an awful...
It's like an inspirational thing. Like,
yeah.
You can make yourself lose weight. You can make yourself,
so it's like
whiten your teeth.
Exactly. You
tan,
can see
no
the
acne.
Results of what your New Year's resolutions will be. You know?
Yeah.
If you stick to them. Which brings me to the point, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Did you stick to our goal setting?
No.
Not at all?
No, I didn't, which is so lame. Ryan, we set this goal where we were going to hold each other accountable, like, to holding ourselves accountable. And Caitlin was going to have a clean room, and I was at her house today, so I know
were
that
you
she didn't
have
fall
a clean
through.
Room?
No, I was not going to have a clean room.
My room is so clean.
Not right now.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You what are you talking about? His room looks like garbage.
Oh, no, my room.
Oh.
Hey.
Yes, and I win. Let's go.
Okay, all right, everyone. So in case you lost track of that, Ryan thought we were talking about my room. But no, we were talking about Caitlin's room. But yes, my room is dirty too.
Okay, my room is not dirty. Your
room
is dirty.
My room is dirty.
My
room is like, Ryan, how would you describe my room in 4 words?
A piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Perfect. Okay.
Piece of shit.
That's good.
A pizza shit.
Oh, yeah. Woo! No, it is. You guys, the pizza theme's still going strong, but it's just like, it's so messy.
You were telling me that because it's pizza themed, you think that contributes to it being...
Definitely not.
No, I think it is. I think like...
Okay.
Okay, Ryan's room is so cool. He has grouse on his wall. It's like, there's like a pelican. It
and
just feels like it's good
it
vibes
like
in
a
here.
It's like a farmer's room.
Yeah, it does feel farmery.
Like,
but it's just good vibes. Like, my room has good vibes, too. But, like, it is messy already. Even if it was clean, it would look messy.
But it's, like, clean for, like, a day. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. Like, how do you keep your room so clean?
Truly.
Okay, when you come home, you have dirty clothes. You take them off. What do you do with them?
Put them in the hamper.
Wow.
Like,
what happens when your hamper gets too big?
I put it in the laundry and...
God damn it.
And wash it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is why I brought Ryan here today to tell us how to function as humans.
You're right. Okay. Ryan is actually here as our beauty expert. As a lifestyle and beauty influencer.
Lifestyle, beauty, what else do you have?
I thought you just brought
fashion,
me on here because I have a Mercedes.
Food.
Oh yeah, well see that was a real reason.
Hey, by the way, after this, do you mind taking me home?
Yeah, Caitlin.
Yeah, in the Mercedes.
Just finds any excuse.
This morning I got so excited because I was parked in front of Ryan and he was parked behind me. Hey. Sorry, I was saying hi to our other roommate. And I got to drive his car, like, for a second and it felt good.
Oh, no way. That's so interesting.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It did.
I was really,
really
tired
good.
In the morning.
I know. I, like, had to come in.
I also got to drive his car for a little.
Yeah, she made me.
Really? It's like such a good feeling.
It really, oh my gosh. It's so smooth.
Yeah.
Just like my, okay.
I was going to say just like your face after I edited it on Beauty Plus. Is that what you're going to say? It's true. It is true.
Well, not sick of it, but I got bummed out of it really quickly because I had to drive it across the country.
Oh yeah, true.
To get back.
Also true.
Yeah, fun fact, he drove his car all the way across.
What was that like?
It was, who listens to this? Is anyone from the Midwest?
I doubt it. No. Okay, unless, sorry. Hi.
State... I love you, Midwesters, if you're from there. I really do. My mom's from there. It's an amazing
place.
Yeah,
mine too.
Mine too. But listen, like, you gotta... You gotta do something about that place. It's, oh my lord, it was just a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
And I honestly...
But that's probably really like...
Wait, how many hours was it total?
It was 30.
Did that really clear your head though? I mean, I feel like driving that long distance with nothing around probably just focused you.
No, it did.
I don't know how to explain.
It definitely did, but it's also just like a lot of nothing. Especially because there's no one there with me. I was just like... For like 10 hours a day, 15 hours a day, right. I was just like looking.
Wait, where did you stop to sleep? Do you just got a hotel?
I got a hotel in Denver and in Las Vegas.
That's
That's fun.
Yeah, no, I drove straight from Louisville to Denver.
Wow.
Slept there, and then I went from Denver to Las Vegas, slept there, and then stayed an extra day, and I missed class because I just wanted to have fun in Vegas. For
That's
a
fun.
Bit.
That's so fun. Yeah. So how many hours total was this whole ride?
30.
Oh my gosh.
I drove 5 hours yesterday and I thought I was going to like cry. So 30 is so...
That's six of those.
Did you listen to podcasts or like what? Music?
I would audiobooks. Read books. Yeah, okay, I would read audiobooks and a lot of music. And I would listen to The Office.
Oh, I like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny,
TV
actually.
Show?
No, I mean, it's what I'm watching right now.
Okay.
So.
Got it.
I didn't think I was going to like it when I started it, but I
Ryan,
think I like it.
What is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show?
And do you have one?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. I watch movies more. I mean, like, Family Guy is my favorite
I
one.
I love that.
What was the show
time.
You always used to watch? Was
Family
it Family Guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember. Yeah, I think it was that.
You were kind of sick
cartoon
of it.
One?
Yeah, remember you'd always be watching a cartoon in, like, the living room.
I like cartoons, man.
You know,
like,
I'm judging.
I like them a lot, and they're funny.
No, it's okay. The Simpsons is my favorite TV show.
The Simpsons?
There we go.
Did
See?
You? Okay.
Cartoons are
all
right.
Do you guys remember when the Simpsons movie came out, and they turned all the 7-Eleven into Quickie Hut Juniors or whatever?
Oh.
No.
Yes, it was crazy. And they had, like, the donuts.
Yes, like, Universal.
And everything. Yeah. But it was like every 7-Eleven was like that. It was a highlight of my life.
That's really cool.
My 10th word, yes, my parents counted, and I know this, was Homer.
Wait, your parents counted your words?
My 10th word as a baby.
Wait
was
a minute,
Homer.
Do you have your other words?
I don't know the
what
other
ones. What
was
your first word?
Dad.
Oh, guess my first word. Just take a guess.
BMW. Mercedes.
No.
Farmer.
No.
Grass.
Take a good.
Bird. I knew it. Sorry.
It was bird?
It was bird.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, that's actually really interesting.
Yeah, because I...
That's your spirit animal.
I'm a fan of birds. I'm a big fan of... But, like, we were driving in Rhode Island, and seagulls were flying up above, and I would point to it and I go, burr.
No way.
When I was a little baby.
Well, I just feel like my parents stink, because I don't think they remember what my first word was. I was the third kid, so at that point, they're like...
They're like, I don't care.
They're like, when is he going to start talking? Or they're just trying to hold it off. They're like, oh, great, he's talking.
No, the only child thing, they wrote down every single one of my words.
I can't believe that. That's so sweet.
What number are you at now?
That was funny.
Like, I actually do wonder. Like, how many words do we know?
That's probably like 5. I don't know that many.
Me too. My vocabulary is so small. It's pathetic.
It's unfortunate.
Well, I actually envy people that have a big vocabulary, but like, how do you get that?
Let's just read the sources.
You just read
like,
a
I
lot
guess.
Of books. The source. Yeah. True. You look up a word on thesaurus and then see all of the, what's it called? Answers.
Yeah. But it's like getting it to actually stay in your head.
I feel like I just can't think of certain words fast enough.
Yeah.
Like right there.
Yeah.
Like, I have to pause and think about it. So if I want to use a cooler, bigger word,
oh, yeah,
word,
no, my brain moves at such slow paces.
Snail
pathetic.
Pace.
It's very, very pathetic.
Sometimes. Maybe that'll be my new goal.
Yeah, let's set goals for the next week since we stink.
Do I have to set a goal?
Yeah, Ryan, you have to set one
okay.
too.
But my goal last time was to work out 3 times a week. I have kept to that.
Okay, good job.
Thanks.
No, I'm proud of you. No, that was me. That was me. I mean, good job. I'm proud. I am proud
Thank
of you.
If anyone could see this, he's like,
I'm grabbing.
My shoulder
yeah, I'm
right
patting
now.
Her shoulder. I actually am proud of her because that was spin.
Mm-hmm. It was. want to spin. I went to your classes.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
In case anyone wants to spin HMU. Ryan, what is your goal?
I want to go to one of your spin classes, but I don't want to wake up early.
True, fair enough. I'm going to give you a private.
Can you have one? Yeah, let's just go.
One-on-one. We'll go to Fitness 19.
Fitness 19 and just like, go down, on
the $2. Like, I'm like screaming. Everyone's like, what's wrong?
Do you think they would come up to you and ask you to quiet down? Or can they do
that? No, I don't think they can do that because, okay, have you ever seen the guy at Fitness 19? We work out at a gym over here, but this guy, like, screams when he lifts things up and he's like, singing songs so loud.
He's a big guy.
Yes, you know who I'm talking about. He's there at all hours of every day. Yeah. I'm like,
that guy's intense.
No, he's like, very
does he have a job?
No, I don't know. He's like there in the morning and night.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
His job is lifting. But he like isn't in good shape either.
That's so sad.
What do you mean?
That's
wait.
In what way?
Are we talking about the big like chunkier man?
Oh no.
Oh, you're talking about the redhead.
Yeah, the redhead.
No. Not
the
him.
Big chunky guy?
Yeah, there's a big chunky guy there too.
No idea what you guys
sorry,
mean.
Everyone.
He's working on him.
Yeah, he is like, working on him. Sorry, that was mean.
He's gonna take away any.
Yeah,
anything.
One day.
Like, you know what's interesting?
He's gonna add some time to his life. It's mm-hmm. gonna be nice. It's yeah. good for him.
I like that. I literally got that gym membership thinking that I'd use it a lot. I do use it a lot, but you know what I use it for?
The tanning bed?
No, I go. Yeah, but I go and weigh myself every day, and then I wonder why
you know that's actually
not,
bad for you.
It's not working. It's
no, it's
I probably
actually
don't
bad.
Actually, use the gym.
But it's actually bad for you to weigh yourself every day.
Why?
Why?
Because it's like you start like freaking yourself out.
Oh no! It's really helped me. I
think. Oh really?
Yeah, seriously. Because then I'm like consistent, and I see if like I'm making progress.
Oh okay.
You know, but I also get that.
Yeah.
We'll see a week from now. 2 weeks from now, three.
Wait. So wait, let's track back on our goals. What
yeah.
was yours?
Oh, my new goal? Oh, God. Give me a goal. What do you... Oh.
Wait, maybe
I'm
give each other
water.
Goals. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Caitlin
drinking...
has this weird thing where she doesn't drink water.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, today we were... It was literally 4 p.m. and she's like, oh, I'm so thirsty. I'm like, do you need water? She's like, yeah, I haven't had any all day. I was like,
"What? You just drink coffee?"
Yes. I'm like, "How?
Avocado toast all day? That's yeah. all you do."
It's insane.
Why does he know exactly?
No, it's
what
true.
I
it's really it's insane.
I know what you get.
Ryan, what is your goal? If you can't think of one, I'm gonna give you one.
I know your goal.
I have a goal for Ryan.
I do too. Is that bad?
I have a goal for myself too. I want to read a book a week.
I like that.
Yeah, that's really good. That's what one. Book?
Any
for this
book.
Week.
Any book. I don't know. I guess I gotta okay. start now, huh?
Yeah. Right now. 3, 2.
I can't just think of a book
yeah.
that I
hang on.
Like, yeah. I'll find one.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay, okay it's fine. I'm just too excited.
Okay, I like that. I would actually, I kind of want to do that. I would be on that bandwagon.
You
want
to do that?
Because then I can like think my
learn
vocabulary.
Yeah.
There you go.
Learn
you,
words.
You'll get
yeah.
better.
Then I can learn words. Yeah, okay, done. Ryan, you can pick the book and I'll read it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Well,
are you guys
going to
read it together at the same time?
Yeah, we can do like
we
book
can
club.
Read it to each
that's
other.
Actually
yeah.
really cute.
Yeah, okay, down. There you have it, folks. Caitlin's drinking water, Ryan and I are reading books. Ryan, it's been really fun to have you on here. Feel free to come back
pleasure.
Whenever.
The pleasure seriously? Is all
I know
mine.
The trek was a long, long walk, but...
we're on my bed.
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
Seriously, so much fun. Always love pizza party.
Yeah.
Matt, thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys, for joining me.
Thanks, Ed.
Let's go order some dang good old pizzas, should
Ooh,
we?
Down. I'm calling them right now.
Okay, peace.
Peace.
Say bye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.